Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Snap, what a happy sound. Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, tap, slap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, Rice Krispies. I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. Geese cackle, feathers tickle, belts buckle, beef pickle, but crackle makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, Rice Krispies. I insist that pop's the sound. The best is missed unless pop's around. You can't stop popping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Kellogg's best to you.
Uh-oh, I left my ID at home. How am I going to buy my Rice Krispies? Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arquin Show. We need together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Musical glitches on the Amy Beth Arquin Show. Happy to have you aboard on this crazy day, the crazy cultural cacophony, the week that was. We'll take it all on, including the unhinged one, becoming more unhinged in the wake of the midterm elections, his disaster overseas, and Mueller closing in. By the way, what's the problem with Pelosi and who's running for 2020? Let the games begin. We'll talk. Have you weigh in, too. Inspiration to Action Challenge, success stories, some great music, including Your Forgotten 45s, and you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Friday, November 16th. Hey, adjust your calendar, Mama Nature. Enough of the snow. It's 2:30 p.m. out west, 4:30 central, 5:30 here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. You know, Twitter's 24/7, right? So jump in when it works for you, live or on podcast at AB Writes. And if you are listening for the live broadcast, you can also avail yourself of the entire social media platforms, including our Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. All being helmed by our very talented and tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and Mella Headquarters. Show today is brought to you in part by MVP Health Plans. It's health coverage designed by you, for you. Also by Old Navy, time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation on the air online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arquin Show and those robust roundtables. So what do you say? You grab yourself a jolt or two of Joe with a heavy dose or three of peace, love, and understanding. Indeed, let's hop aboard. Gave you the information. Welcome.
Trouble time. unforgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Downtown,
forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown for a little weekend fun. Dame Petula Clark on the Amy Beth Arkley Show and Not So Forgotten 45 for Elise. Thanks for chiming in. And happy belated birthday to Petula Clark. Celebrated 86 candles on her cake yesterday. Wow. Still going strong. And an amazing career. I don't know if folks realize this. She started out as a child singer and actress back during World War II. Kind of made a transition, tried to be a full-time actress. And because she was associated as a child actor, they didn't give her as much of a go, so she transferred into pop music for a long time, as we all know. Back in and out with acting, Broadway shows, cabaret now, still doing it, I think. I just saw her not too long ago on an interview. Boy, she tapped into the fountain of youth. Keep going, doing what you like to do, but has seen so much and done so much in a career that spans 7 decades? Wow, big stuff. Petula Clark, keep going. Keep going, lady. And Up the Junction, Squeeze, from My Salad Days, circa 1979. That was their second album, Cool for Cats. Well, he's kind of an underrated band. They were part of that second wave of the British invasion, late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, they were compared at one point to the Beatles. It's hard to, you know, really live up to that. But interesting lyrics and melodies and certainly a catchy sound. Squeeze, indeed. And Peace, Love, and Understanding, it's becoming our unofficial theme song here on the show for oh so many reasons. And good thing a lot of folks do great versions of the song. Nick Lowe wrote it, by the way. I know Elvis had the big punk hit, but Nick Lowe did pen it. And that was Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals, along with Matthew Sweet, doing a pretty rockin' version. I like it. We got some others lined up for you along the way. We'll squeeze it in. Don't worry. Hey, reach out. Tell us what's on your mind. Twitter feed is AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live on Friday, November 16th. And Facebook page, PopNet chat box, open for the live show as well. Mama Nature, man, it's not even Thanksgiving, and the Northeast slammed with this nor'easter of sorts. A lot of snow and ice that people weren't expecting. A lot of folks stuck in accidents and stuff. Really not such good stuff. Big swath of the country covered in this. And, of course, unfortunately, my friends out west in California with those horrible, I mean, we're talking apocalyptic-looking wildfires. 63 people, I believe, confirmed dead. It's just horrific. Oh, so sorry for that. And a lot of folks are missing. Some people, they say, are from Paradise, California, some name, right? With a retirement community, and they kind of live semi off the grid, or at least don't have the most advanced smartphone technology and all that stuff. So maybe they're missing, but they can still be found. It's a big effort out there. And of course, once you know it, Trump is going into the mix tomorrow. Not so sure he should take a trip out there. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. He doesn't have the empathy gene. He's going to try. Don't throw paper towels into the fire zone, please. That would not help. But he had a pretty bad week, right? I mean, another one started off with his. Supposedly a tribute to the fallen United States soldiers in World War I, but kind of hit a snag when it rained and he couldn't get out of the helicopter or whatever, get on the helicopter because it would mess up his hair. And then he was very disgruntled when he came home and found out that he pretty much got bad coverage because he should have done it. And he didn't even go on Veterans Day to Arlington National Cemetery. Yesterday he did some mini speech at the Marine organization, but a little too late. He said he's done so much and almost walked away joking. I mean, he really pats himself on the back. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, veterans are getting the shaft again with the GI Bill, and they've got a snag in the money they're supposed to get, not just for their education, which is important in and of itself, but also money to help them keep going on a daily basis for housing and food. These people have put their life on the line for all of us. And, you know, it's not a partisan deal. It's not, you know, people always say, oh, if you're a liberal and you're for the military, anytime I see somebody, and I know they're in the military, they're an active, they're wearing the military garb, you know, if they, I just know they have it served or they mention they served, I always thank them. And they're shocked to get the thank you and humbled because most of these people are very humble and don't consider themselves heroes, although they really are. But are shocked if they know that I'm a progressive thinker. But it shouldn't be that way. Everybody should be thanking them and have gratitude for veterans and gratitude for active service people because they're doing it for us and to protect our freedoms so that we can express ourselves. And Donald Trump is trying to erode all those institutions and the norms, and we can't let him do it. At least that's my take. What's yours? Twitter feed, AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. Of course, the midterms are barely done, and there was a blue wave. It kind of came in sort of in stages, so it didn't feel like a big tsunami. But I think we're going to net like 35 seats in the House, maybe more. And yet, what's the problem with Nancy Pelosi? Where are they saying she may not become the Speaker again? I don't get it. And, of course, a little infighting never hurt anybody, I guess, as long as they don't eat their young, so to speak. And, by the way, it is the young. I guess they're kind of attacking her. It sounds sexist and ageist, perhaps. I'm not sure. There's really nobody else to run against her, but she did deliver the House again. And she also was the person who pushed through Obamacare, and she's a fighter, and she can sort of herd the cats that are the Democratic Party and get things through and get things done. You need a tough street fighter type. She's not going to be around forever, obviously. She's got to groom the younger people, but who's going to take over? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? I mean, she's just hitting the ground running, and she's a great candidate, and hopefully will be a great congressperson, but she's new. So who are they going to get? The guy Seth Moulton, who apparently has something in for Nancy Pelosi, was on one of the shows putting forth Marcia Fudge, who is an African-American congresswoman, also I think in her late 60s, a little younger than Nancy, but not that much. And I don't know. She didn't put her hat in the ring officially, but now that there's some interest, she's saying, well, maybe I will be interested in it. Maybe she would be good. I don't know. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't be challenged. I just think it's strange that she's getting so much blowback when she delivered the House, whereas Chuck Schumer, who did not get any blowback whatsoever and did not deliver the Senate, easily won his bid to continue to be the minority leader. And, of course, Mitch McConnell, who came out of his shell for the vote, became the majority leader, or retained it for obvious reasons. But I just think it's interesting. We'll see how it goes. But you can't catch a break if you're a gal, that's for sure. Meanwhile, with Florida, of course, they're still having the recount. The gubernatorial race looks like it's over. It looks like DeSantis does have enough votes, and they're not going to continue it. The Senate race between current Governor Rick Scott and current Senator Democrat Bill Nelson is going to go now to a hand recount, or they're doing the hand recount now, because within the margin of error or whatever it may be. Florida's always got issues for us. But Rick Scott, of course, has a lot of chutzpah. He showed up on Freshman Day for the picture with the new incoming senators, even though he has not officially been declared the winner, and they're having all kinds of machinations behind the scenes. But meanwhile, Trump is so paranoid, he's decreeing voter fraud. You should stop counting the votes and just go with what you had on Election Day, which is not how it works. You count the votes after Election Day, because that's how they get processed in. But he really is ginning up this voter fraud thing again, where he actually came out and said, you heard this, right, where he came out and said, people are going around in circles, and they're voting when they shouldn't even be voting once. They're voting twice or three times. They keep going back to their car and putting on hats and new shirts and coming in disguise. And you should have voter ID, because you need ID to buy cereal when you go to the grocery store. No. Never happened. You don't need ID when you buy cereal or anything else at the grocery store, except maybe beer or something if you're underage. But I don't know if Donald Trump has ever gone to the grocery store, certainly not in the last 50 years. Anyway, he's looking for a Democratic devil in disguise.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Like an angel.
Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You are.
The word of this lie to anyone else.
Thank you. was ghastly. He said, I'm never gonna give you up or let you down. Well, I'm here to tell you that Dick's a clown. Though he was just a boy when he made that vow, I bet it all that he knows by now. Sweating on getting it started straight. All men,
all men,
all men are liars.
Their words ain't worth no more than worn out tires.
Hey girls,
girls,
bring rusty pliers to pull this tooth.
All men are liars,
and that's the truth.
All men,
yeah.
All men are liars,
and all men are liars,
all men are liars,
all men are liars, and that's the truth.
The Rusty Pliers again. Nick Lowe, tongue planted firmly in cheek. All men are liars. Or is he? I'm the Amy Beth Urquhart Show for Melinda, chiming in via the PopNet chat box. Thank you for the kind words and happy to have you tagging along. Little Lies from Fleetwood Mac, Lies from the Knickerbockers for Tony, A Forgotten 45, and Devil in Disguise for all those voters that are creeping around voting two, three times in their Groucho glasses and mustache. Elvis Presley, I mean, but there we should. Donald Trump having one of his really bad, terrible weeks, it seems. Although he says he's not agitated at all. He's prepared the questions for Mueller. They've been mulling the Mueller questions, say that a few times fast, for months, really. And he said, that was very simple. I answered them myself. And everybody says, that's crazy talk because you're incriminating yourself even further, because if you can answer those questions and should something come up that sounds a little amiss, you could then blame it on your lawyers. But he just pretty much took that power away. Stop talking. You're hurting yourself. And, of course, there is speculation that another indictment or two or six might drop, including possibly one against Donald Trump Jr. regarding all that nonsense that went on with the Trump Tower meeting with the quote-unquote Russian lawyer who was supposedly talking about adoption. But, of course, Donald Trump Jr. himself on record and bragging about the record, in fact, that he was looking to get dirt on Hillary. Can they blame him? You know, just they keep pleading incompetence. Will it work? We'll see. Meanwhile, of course, you have that guy, speaking of incompetence, Matthew Whitaker, the acting attorney general that was installed, basically a Trump toady who has dubious qualifications, to say the least, and a lot of conflict of interest, sort of spearheading the whole thing, overseeing it all, I should say. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. In the meantime, there's speculation rampant about who the heck is going to run against Donald Trump come 2020. They have this guy, Richard Ojeda, who is a state senator from West Virginia, who I believe made a run for a West Virginia Republican congressional seat, and he didn't quite make it. Donald Trump, is very popular in West Virginia, even though Manchin did squeak through. But he says he's running for president. I just saw a clip of him on Meet the Press. Kind of impressive guy. Salt of the earth type, served 24 years, I believe he said, in the military. His family, he admits, came to this country as illegal immigrants from Mexico, and he understands about the immigration issues, he understands about prejudice. We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I never heard of this guy before, but then again, remember all those years ago when you didn't hear of Barack Obama? He was a state senator, and then a U.S. senator from Illinois who made that great, glorious speech at the convention, and all of a sudden he was a star overnight. So I guess you never know what's going to happen. But do we need a big marquee name? How do you become a marquee name in the mass media age? So who knows? What's your take? Twitter feed is AB Wright's. Phone line is 347-857-4505. Should you be listening live on Friday, November 16th? We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. Lots of folks are chiming in about this on Facebook. A couple of folks chimed in. Seth says he likes Harris, and he's also interested in Julian Castro. Beto is certainly one to watch, but, of course, Beto would have been higher on the list had he pulled off the victory against Ted Cruz. But, boy, he came close, and he does have that Kennedy-esque charisma, that's for sure. And Carol, who said she thinks it should be Joe Kennedy and Beto O'Rourke, I would say no way is that going to work. Two Irish guys, one ticket. We've got to diversify. We've got to make this a winning ticket. And you need experience with less experience, maybe, blending it. And you need some ethnicity on there just to draw out the crowds and just to really evolve with the changing demographics. I'd like to see a woman on the ticket. I'm worried about it because of the misogyny in this country that was inherited in Hillary's race. Hillary had other problems, I know, but they're still there. And some of the exit polling and some of the people that you just talked to, whether they admit it or not, are sort of hardwired that way. But eventually it'll happen. And I kind of think I love like a Biden and Harris kind of thing, or somebody suggested, Peter suggested Tammy Duckworth would be a great VP pick. I think that's great, too, having somebody there who could be ready to move into it. Again, you have the experience, and the reason why I'm high on Biden, I think he could probably speak to some of those Trumpians if he can cut through the cultish, hypnotic haze that so many of these people are caught up in. He can speak their language, and he has that affability and authenticity and, of course, the name recognition, too. But some people argue that he's too old, and let's turn the page and forget Bernie. Other people, Sean is very high on Bernie. He had the enthusiasm in 2016. One would argue that the Bernie or Buster's let us all down, but I don't want to go back on that argument again. But in any event, there's a whole stream of folks. Marion says, how about Gillibrand? My sense about Kirsten Gillibrand, she is my senator from New York. She's done an admirable job. She's a decent senator. She just won re-election without any kind of visible campaigning. The problem with her, first of all, is that she was appointed to Hillary's seat when Hillary became Secretary of State the first time, first administration with Obama. And she's not really battle-tested. She was a congresswoman from upstate New York. She moved a little bit. She was kind of on the center-right. She moved a little bit to the left as she became a senator, which is fine. But she's had a cakewalk re-elections. I don't know if she's got that the stamina, the charisma, or the ability to really beat Trump. I don't know. And she won. She just won again. I didn't even know she was running for re-election because she had no campaign going. She won easily. And then after she vowed days before the election that she was going to stay and fill out her term. They all say that, of course. But 2 days later, she's already talking about her moral obligation, and she has to really think about, you know, how to battle Trump, which is great. It sounds a little sanctimonious, a little self-serving, and very power-hungry, if you ask me. But I just don't know if she could win. We'll see. Again, I don't know. People have to be battle-tested, but there's a big difference between running a Senate campaign, especially one where you're in a pretty safe state for whatever your party may be, red or blue, than launching a presidential campaign. So I don't know if she's got the goods for it. I like Amy Klobuchar. She's been in the Senate even longer. I don't know if she's got the goods for it either because she keeps winning in Minnesota, and that's great. But can she run and win in a national election? Kamala Harris, you can say the same thing about any of these people. Cory Booker, there are a lot of big good names out there. I'm not sure if they can do it, and we really have to come up with a winning ticket that can take on Trump and win and beat him because that's got to be the thing to do, and we have to unify. And, of course, I know the primaries are going to be crazy, and that's okay because it's okay to have some healthy competition. You just don't want to eviscerate your competition, if you know what I'm saying. So we'll see. We'll just see how it all plays out as we go. So we'll see. Some people said, how about Bloomberg? Well, Bloomberg is also, again, toying with the idea whether he'll run as a Democrat or as an independent. We hope he doesn't go for the independent because that could cut into the votes. We don't know. But he's also on the old side, as somebody said. He's 76 now. He'll be 78, even older than Trump and Biden. But, you know, who knows? Elizabeth Warren, people are kind of fading from her. For a while, everybody was hot on her that she was the front runner. But we'll see. Who knows? As I said, it could be this guy, Ojeda. It could be somebody that came out of the blue. Somebody said, you want somebody without a track record. Because then they can't really find too much. Like Obama didn't have much of a track record. And look what happened. Trump, of course, had a track record, but nobody was looking, or not enough people were looking. Anyway, Twitter feed, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. And they keep flipping seats. That blue wave keeps on coming. I'm impressed. I don't know. I think it's a pretty good thing. The thing that's really kind of funny, though, is, do we have a caller? Let's see. Let's see. Do we have somebody who wants a call? Hey, welcome to the show. Do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I just came across your show. I actually share common background with President Trump. I'm not into the ego like he is, but I also am not happy with either party. And what I'm bringing forth is strategies that will transform global economics, education, politics, religion, and more by rooting out corruption. That's the biggest problem that mankind has had. So it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, the ones with the most money, there is a shadow government that's paying off these politicians, and the big corporations are heavily involved in that too.
Well, we need campaign finance reform for that. But you see, the Trump thing didn't work because Trump is making the swamp even swampier. Would you agree with that?
Well, I personally would agree with that, but that's where, again, I support any president in office, and I state that openly. And I do have a letter from President Trump that can be seen on the internet, as one as well as one from former President Obama. I'm from New York, and my last name is globally recognized. I'd like to share that with you so you can see who I am.
Okay.
And
yes, share it. Who are you?
My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Trawlson. It's spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. And after my name, just put whistleblower, and you'll come across a big website with all kinds of documents and information, including a front page Wall Street Journal article from 1983 that I was written up in that triggered an investigation and eventually caused the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House in shame, the third highest office in the country. And that article beautifully described back then how special interests and lobbyists have totally corrupted Washington, but it was before Ross Perot talked about it. But due to apathy and people not knowing what to do or how to do it, that's why I'm standing in truth and light, so we can get this country back on track and take these global elites to task.
Well, how do we do it? What are
very simple. There's all kinds of strategies that are on that the big website. If you just Google three words, Trawlson and Trump, and you'll have all kinds of different pages. There's a page titled Business Opportunities or Business Opportunity, and I have a business partner who controls the site for me, who's in Queens, and he's a cybersecurity expert as well as involved in education, and we're bringing forth strategies that will show people how to empower themselves and teach companies how to function properly, because I say you can have the best product, the best customer service, it's no longer enough with the technologies in place today. You have to be good to your employees, your customers, the environment, to give back to the community in ethical, legal, moral ways as people wake up to the fact that election day is every single day you buy a product. If you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. And I don't know if you're aware, Walmart paid a fine a few years ago for $82 million. They were dumping pesticides down storm drains. Now, what's to stop them from doing it again or doing something else until they get caught? And $82 million is a lot of money to you and myself, but not to Walmart. It's pennies. So here again, that's all going to be sorted out with the technologies.
Interesting. Very fascinating. But, yeah, and what we're doing now, because we have so many of these crazy side stories and the sideshow that goes on with Trump and all the everybody, but of course Trump just gins it up. We're taking our eye off the ball. A lot of these things with all the he's making pollution great again.
Well, that's the chaos. That's what the elites want.
All the
there's different factions of the elites, and as you personally, as you were addressing what he was saying about the swamp, I don't see him draining the swamp. I see him gold leafing it. He loves gold, so he's covering it all up and bringing all his billionaire buddies in. And the elites are carving up the world. I would love to know what the Pope whispered in his ear.
Yeah. What? So who do you have? Do you have anybody that you think is a good person who could come on the scene? And you're saying it's really.
I hate politics. I've been involved in it all my life. But what I do is, I want people to, every time they come into contact with any politician running for any office, keep saying to them with cameras in their face, don't tell me what you're going to do for me once you're elected. You tell me today, right here and now, what you can do for the community, for the state, and for the country. Let the politicians interact with the people and get the consensus of the majority what they want that person to represent when they go into Washington and do that. And then they'll have no problem by representing
well,
their constituents
than
properly.
Easier said than done, as you know. Yeah, easier said than done, as you know. I said easier said than done.
Well,
again,
that's a question of, are you going to give a bunch of BS and be controlled by your party? Or are you going to be a true representative of the people? It hasn't been happening because of the parties. And the parties, when you're fighting one person or one party against another, nobody ever wins an argument. I don't know if you realize that. Nobody ever wins an argument.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
The best way to handle it, instead of arguing, why not be solution-oriented? And if you're coming forth with solutions that are beneficial, the person that you might have been arguing with might sit back and say, gee, I never thought of that. And there, the argument's moot now.
Right. Well, that's the whole idea is that people, and I think what happened in the election that we just had, kind of a split decision where people do want to have some checks and balances, certainly on what probably is the most corrupt administration that we've ever had.
Well,
but also,
it's probably been worse.
Compromise.
I mean, you're from New York. What about Tammany Hall and those days and stuff? I mean,
yes. Well, you're right. You're right. No, I know that whenever the historians come on.
So what we have to do now, we have the technology, but everybody's looking and twittering their lives away instead of addressing and being solution oriented.
Right. But we need a oops, you got a little feedback. You need a
I just switched phones.
That people need to come together and work on solutions and not just do the bickering and not just worry about the next election, because we're already on to 2020. That's the thing. People are already talking about who's going to run and without even doing anything yet. So it's just,
well,
that's
now you're getting
cycle.
To the crux of where we have to go, and that is spirituality. It's not religion. It's spirituality. That's what people have to realize, no matter who you are, if you're Putin, if you're Trump, if you're Caesar or whatever, they all came from spirit. 100 years is like the blink of an eye in terms of eternity. We're going to go back into spirit where the material goods have absolutely no use. So what are you doing with your life? What do you think you're here on the planet for? Just to be like the cows to consume things and put flatulence out into the atmosphere to deplete the ozone layer? No, there's a lot more to it than that. I say that we all incarnate to learn the lesson of unconditional love. As we learn it, we're supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves, and that when we go back into spirit where the material goods have absolutely no use, we will be accountable for everything we do here. So again, it's not about religion, but it is really sitting back in these chaotic times and taking full account of who you are, taking personal responsibility, understand who are you letting control you. Are you letting your heart be controlled by God energy, or are you letting somebody corrupt you into material goods and ways just to spoil somebody else's life so that you can have a better life for yourself?
You should go talk to Donald Trump directly. That would be very interesting, I think.
Well,
I appreciate
if you can put
insight.
The word out again, I have it right on. Just Google three words, Google Trawlson, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N, the word and then Trump, T-R-U-M-P. You'll see right at the top of the page, I'm looking to help him unite the country, but they don't have that agenda in Washington.
No, they don't.
So I'm looking for a third party. Let him say and do whatever he wants, and I'll say and things that might be more solution-oriented. And when he was campaigning, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. You'll see the last item on that page, actually, President Trump sent me a letter acknowledging me as a veteran. But when he, on the campaign trail, and he made his hand like a gun and said he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I still am hurt by that. And I'm trying to figure out why he would even say those words. And I immediately challenged it and said, I would be proud to stand on Fifth Avenue representing America as a veteran and allow him to shoot me. I said, I don't think it will happen. It's illegal in this country. But if he ever did that and he was successful, I think he'd lose most of his voters, if not all. So what are we all about in this country? Is it all a reality show? Or that as long as you have what you want?
Well, for him it is. And he thrives on the division.
Yeah,
you're
that's because
about
he's
his
into
opposite.
His ego, right.
Right, right. Exactly. He's ego-based.
You can't
and he's,
win with this guy as far as he's concerned, because if you have good things that you're going to bring to him, he'll praise you in the beginning until he can take the praise over for himself, and he'll dump you on the wayside.
Of course.
On the other side, if you're an enemy of his, one of his big mentors was Roy Cohen. Roy Cohen was back in the McCarthy era, and Roy Cohen was a mafiosa attorney. That's how he's operating, as a mafiosa.
And he says it out in the open. He says, "Where's my Roy Cohen?" That's why he was so miffed at Jeff Sessions we finally talked about.
Well, here's the other thing. You go into spirituality. He commands loyalty. I think Satan commands loyalty. Jesus empowers people with love. A true leader empowers their people. They don't put them in fear and control and manipulate them. And that's why John F. Kennedy really motivated the country, and that's why I joined during the Vietnam War, the Air Force, because John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Where is that sentiment today?
Right. Well, look at what happened on Veterans Day, and look at what he did when he went to Paris and did not show up at the cemetery that disrespected veterans. He didn't even show up to Arlington National Cemetery for Veterans Day. He is not helping. The veterans are now, I don't know if you're aware of this, folks who are under the new GI Bill are getting shafted because they are not getting they're not processing the money that they're supposed to get, not just for their educational programs, but some of these people are relying on it for housing and food. And these are people who have been sacrificing for all of us and all our freedoms. And I believe very seriously, though I lean progressive in terms of my politics, and people are always shocked, it shouldn't be a partisan issue. Everybody should be respectful and grateful for the service of the veterans and the active service people.
Exactly.
I really believe that firmly. So, but he continues to claim he does so much. He did show up at some event yesterday with Marines and said he's done so much and made a joke about it. I should just go home now because I've done so much for everybody. I mean, he likes to pat himself on the back and bask in his own self-praise, but he's not really delivering the goods. And I don't know when people are going to wake up to this fact. It sounds like you've woken up to that fact that he's not.
Well, again, I share a common background with him. So, and my last name, I don't know if I mentioned it yet, has global recognition. Charleston refrigerators are all over the world. They're in Trump hotels or even in the White House kitchen. I'm the firstborn child of the founder, and I did work for the company for about 8 years when I first got out of the Air Force in 1968. So he knows who I am, and I don't know if he knew who I was when he actually sent me the letter, but that's a very powerful thing he gave me as a tool now to utilize along with all the other documents I have to wake people up. So I hope that you will come back to me off air and learn how to be empowered and to help other people, because I say as far as voting, everybody should register as an independent. Let them try and figure out where to put the money then.
Right. Well, a lot of people are moving towards that anyway, but it sounds like you've definitely you've evolved in a much higher spiritual, as you would say, just a more moral way than Trump. So you come from a similar background, but you've risen above it, so to speak, I guess, farther than he has, certainly, because he's it's a disgrace.
Well, again, and
right
I feel sorry for him because his father probably was a narcissist too, and that's what but I went to boarding school like he did, and I saw a lot of horrible things. It was a Catholic boarding school with sexual abuse and all kinds of things. Thank God I wasn't sexually abused, but I did witness it by others or whatever, and I'm addressing a lot of things that people really have to wake up to. I mean, it's so sad. I'm so glad I grew up when I did before the technologies today, because I worked 100-hour weeks for many years. I even worked at Union Carbide's world headquarters as a contract security officer for about 10 years, and I was there when the gas leak over in Bhopalindia happened. So you talk about terrorism and all kinds of stuff. They were getting bomb threats every 2 or 3 minutes, dumping 3,000 executives out of the building. So I was on Long Island when 9/11 happened, and I have a poem in the President Ronald Reagan Library that is used as a weapon against terrorism, and I'm very creative in a lot of things that I'm doing, so I hope you'll promote the website. And I actually, if I take one more minute with you, if you go on the Twitter page, I have Hugh, H-U-G-H, Traulsen, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N, and then put Twitter, T-W-I-T-T-E-R. It's the first posting. I'm calling for President Trump to proclaim December 12th, I Love America Day, to tamp down the chaos and to get people to take more personal responsibility and reflect on just who they are and what they're doing in our country. And I want to have tribute paid to Connie Francis, the singer. It's actually her 80th birthday. And you'll see on the page, the letter to my congressman, there's hyperlinks, and that you can click on a YouTube of a beautiful rendition of God Bless America.
What is your website? Give us your website again, because we got to go.
Well,
what's your website?
Yeah, just put three words. It'll bring you to a page on the website. My last name, Traulsen, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, the word and, A-N-D, and then Trump, T-R-U-M-P. Or you can just put my name on the internet, Hugh, H-U-G-H, Traulsen, and you'll come across all kinds of stuff.
I'll try to find the links for everybody, and we'll post it for them on the social media. Thanks for calling you. I appreciate it. Very
interesting
insight.
Well, it's people helping people helping people, so thank you for doing what you're doing. But don't argue. Put forth solutions, and if they're good, then they'll catch on.
I agree with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Interesting ideas. I agree. Let's try to come up with solutions. That is a good idea. Indeed. What's your take? Twitter feed is AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. And are we taking a break or are we talking? What are we doing? Let's go back to the Twitter feed. A lot of folks, again, the issue here is who is going to take on Trump. And maybe we should look at a different – unfortunately, though, we have a system. It's a two-party system that we can't completely break out of. Can an independent person win? Yeah, maybe they can. I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. Usually when they have the third-party person, it becomes a spoiler. That's the issue, and that's the problem. Like you had Ross Perot, you had Jill Stein and Gary Johnson. What did they do in 2016? A lot of people – you know, fell for the idea of a protest vote. And it's tempting, and people should be able to vote however they want to vote. There's no point in berating people for doing what they did. But you have to be strategic if you really want to see changes. And unfortunately, the way we have it now, it is a two-party system. Unless somebody like an Oprah or somebody runs as an independent, maybe that could square the deal. I just don't see it happening. I don't think she wants to do it, and I think somebody like that could be eviscerated even though they're popular. I mean, it's up to them. You have to have the stomach for it because there is a rough and tumble in politics. I agree with what you just said. It would be great, and we talk about this all the time, to be into the higher realm and be spiritual. I'm about that, as we all know. But the politics is not the way it is. It's a rough and tumble game, so we have to have people strategically who could win, and that's part of the deal. So we'll see what happens. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Wright's, phone line 347-857-4505. The embattled couple, I think they're looking for a reality show. The Conways, Kellyanne Conway, who spins herself into a pretzel on a daily basis working as a mouthpiece for the president, is married to a lawyer who is against the president, George Conway, who has sort of come out of hiding slowly but surely. I guess at one point he was supporting Trump, and at one point he was up for a job at the DOJ, but then realized he couldn't do it because he doesn't respect Trump. He thinks Trump doesn't respect the Department of Justice. He doesn't respect the American institutions. And he has been writing op-ed articles about it, and he showed up on a podcast on Yahoo. I heard snatches of it. I haven't heard the whole thing. So he's going on the offense and says, yeah, you know, we disagree, but that's okay. We'll see. I think they're looking for a book deal and or perhaps a reality show. Would you watch that reality show? That's the question. A little fighting and scratching at the Thanksgiving table. Reach out. It is the Amy Beth Show.
Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you, 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 to fight and scratch with you.
Well, you just bought a fall last month, well, and now you want a wig.
My real hearse.
It looks like you could understand my paycheck ain't that big.
Well, what about the dough you lose in that poker game downtown?
I figured you'd mention that,
that
smart
boat,
Ellie.
Yeah, that fishing gear, but no, I don't reckon that down, would it?
Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you, 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 to fight and scratch with you.
Sometimes I swear I think that you're the devil in disguise. 'Cause when you're mad, you ought to see the firefly from your eyes.
Well, you don't look so cute yourself when you're mad at me. And if you don't like the way
well,
I look,
sure
then
don't.
You know how to leave,
how,
don't you, Kathy?
Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you, 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 to fight and scratch with you. Well, I love you and you love me, but we're always finding fault. But the way we fight, you wouldn't know we had any love at all. We just fight like cats and dogs, we leave and come right back. For what excitement would we have if we didn't fight and scratch? Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you, 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 to fight and scratch with you.
Why don't you drop dead?
Oh, you'd like me to, and I'll live forever to survive.
Why don't you keep your big mouth
well,
shut?
Well, why don't you just make me if you think you're big enough?
I can whip you with both
well,
hands tied behind
you. Well, you mealy mouth, and I'll knock your brains out with a stick of stone.
That's
wood.
Good, catfish.
What's a catfish? Why are you calling it that?
They all mouth and no brains.
Boy, that's really good. It's all I can do to keep them laughing. That's really good. That's funny.
Hey, look, a fringe candidate.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know.
With the Resistance, the Young Bloods for Winnie on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and the Fightin' Conways have a song this year from Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner, Fightin' Scratch. Don't you want to be a fly on the wall at their Thanksgiving dinner? Oh, maybe not. But the reality show could be fun, that's for sure. So what do you think? 2020, who's making the run? Twitter feed AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box, also open. On Twitter, do we have some folks, Trudy? Yes, we do. Chris says, dear Better O'Rourke and Andrew Gillum, please get a week of sleep, take a vacation, etc. Then when you're ready, please let us know what you have in mind for the next step so we can help. Thank you both for giving me faith. There are good people in politics. 2020 election, that could be a team, but they're both losers. See, if you lose, it's hard. It's like, remember George W. Bush? It was Jeb Bush who was supposed to be the one to run for president, but he lost the first time he tried out as governor of Florida. It's the way it is, but, you know, like our caller Gil was saying, maybe we have to shake up the whole paradigm. Trump tried it. He was just the wrong guy to do it. The idea of wanting to shake up the system is a great idea, but when you put a charlatan, you know, a guy who is known for a decades-long run of chicanery and cheating people, and cheating the government, by the way, as well, in charge, you're only going to get a swampier swamp, if you know what I'm saying. But maybe we do. Maybe it doesn't matter. I saw this guy, I told you, this guy Ojeda, who is a state senator from West Virginia on the scene. Who knows? Maybe. I mean, I never heard of him before, but you just don't know what's going to happen. A couple other folks on Twitter before we move on here. Bold says, true, Donald Trump, you are the world's laughingstock, bringing down your own country in all possible ways. The world can only pray that the U.S. people will vote a decent human being into office. 2020 can't come soon enough. Yes, we'll see. But Ace says, hey, liberals are two hypocrites. They refuse to acknowledge that you lost the election twice after a recount. Republicans, let's go hard. We have to win by 30 margin points, otherwise liberals will disturb the peace. I guess we're talking about the Florida re-election recounts. The problem here is, look, if you lose, you lose. As we talked about in the last show, every vote has to count. The vote is sacred. People should automatically be registered to vote. There's no such thing as rampant voter fraud. What the fraud is, or the sin is, that not enough people vote. You still have less than 50% of the people, or slightly over 50%, who come out in any election. We had a big turnout. By standards of midterms, that doesn't mean, you know, people are patting themselves on the back because we had 17% of millennials voting, or rather 30% of millennials voting versus 70% last midterm. Well, 30% is still a low bar. More people should vote. We take these things for granted. And every vote should count. The problem is we learned in 2000 with the election that it's very good. Our system is good unless it's really close. If it's really close, the system is not so hot because a lot of votes go by the wayside. It's not an exact science. So, yes, you have to try to best guess your way into making sure that as many votes as possible are counted. And when you have people who are purging rolls for no good reason because the signature is slightly off or because they don't have the exact ID that they need when they are legitimate voters, that's the problem. There isn't this voter fraud business that Trump is trying to gin up where people are running around in circles changing clothes. And you don't need a voter ID to vote to, or any kind of ID to buy cereal. So he makes up these crazy, outlandish things that are laughable, except some of it sticks with some people. And what he's trying to do is what Steve Bannon and he have come out to say. We're trying to shake up the country and shake up all the system and erode all the confidence that everybody has in the system, like the justice system, like the elections, which is so important, like the FBI. All these things we're trying to erode the confidence of. So it's not a joke anymore. I mean, it is, and we talk about the sideshow because it's the easiest thing to talk about. It's amusing. It's entertaining, but it's not going to get us very far in terms of tangibly changing things. I mean, what is happening with the rolling back of regulations? Look, we can argue that some regulation may be overregulated in some areas, but I don't know about you, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, a libertarian, a pedestrian, or a vegetarian, you still have to drink the water, breathe the air, and eat the food, and some of those things should be regulated. And what's happening out in the wildfires in California, some of it is related to climate change. Some of it is beyond our control, but some of it is within our purview. And when Donald Trump comes out with an insensitive tweet about the mismanagement of the forests in California, which may be true. There may be some truth to this. I'm not saying there's not. But that's not the time to do it when 50-plus people and now we're up to 63 people are confirmed dead and a whole bunch of people are missing out there. That's not the way to handle it. And part of the problem is he lacks the empathy gene. So he's the wrong person to handle this and carry this spiritual calling, as our caller was talking about earlier. It's the wrong person. It's a mismatch. We need somebody totally different. And hopefully we'll get one. I don't know who it's going to be. We'll see as it comes up. Let's switch gears. Want to say hi to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story, Lena. It's in, where is Lena from? Athens, Georgia. Well, Georgia's down in the middle of the whole recount business, too, although I don't think Stacey Abrams is going to pull it out. Again, some finagling going on down there with Brian Kemp running his own election. That should not be tolerated, regardless of your party. But if you lose, you lose. I agree with what Ace said. At some point, you got to bow out. I agree with that. That's true. Anyway, Lena in Athens, Georgia writes in, Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped propel me into a new creative realm. I've been doing it for a while now. I am writing poetry, doing paper mache, don't laugh, artwork, and a whole host of other things. I never thought I'd reclaim my creativity at this point in my life, but you helped me get that jump start, so I thank you very much. Hey, Lena, thank you. You're doing the hard work. We just push you in the right direction. So keep at it, and please keep us posted. Inspiration Action, has it helped you? If it has, please let us know, and we'll give you that shout-out you deserve. But you're also egging other people on, and that's what we're here to do, is sort of help each other along. I think creativity is so important to tap into. If you unleash it, you can do so many things. It gives you energy, too, right, to just do other things. People are so interested now in getting involved socially and politically, and if you're in touch with your own inner artist and your own creative force, you can summon that energy to do a lot of good things for yourself and for other people. You've got to start with yourself. Self-care starts at the beginning, and that's what you need to do. So if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you the shout-out. If you need some cajoling, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's on me. We'll get together. I'll give you tips and tricks about, and, of course, the primer on the challenge. Reach out to the website either way. It's amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. So keep at it. While you're there, by the way, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, other goodies up for grabs. Chime in for guest suggestions, big story requests, and Forgotten 45s as well. And speaking of creativity, we lost a couple of luminaries. William Goldman, the prolific, critically acclaimed Oscar-winning screenwriter and novelist, passed away yesterday at the age of 87. He had a slew of hits and acclaimed screenplays, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, Harper, Maverick, Stepford Wives. He was also a script doctor, wrote a few novels and memoirs, and pretty much said, you know, the screenwriter is the lowest of the low. And he got attention and some blowback when he got $400,000 for his screenplay of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid back in 1970, no small thing. And because nobody cared about the screenwriters, it's the actors and the director. But he sort of elevated it slightly and said, screenplay is just structure, story is everything. Think about that indeed. And as a genre jumping writer myself, I applaud people who have tried a lot of different things, and he certainly is very prolific. The work lives on, for sure. And also Roy Clark, the country artist, passed away yesterday, age 85. He, of course, most famously, I guess, the host of Hee Haw back in the 70s. I remember that as a kid. It was kind of a novelty to watch, that's for sure. But really a virtuoso on the guitar, the banjo, the mandolin, the harmonica, really big inspiration to a lot of folks in the bluegrass and country fields. So Roy Clark, remembering him at the age we lost him yesterday at 85. Here's one of his big hits. It's Yesterday When I Was Young on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Yesterday Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerns itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up.
up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Seasonal Forgotten 45 from Ann Murray on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show for Hardy Irregulars Nixie and Shay. Thanks for chiming in. Nixie says, think of this, I'm in Maine. Yeah, I hear you, but it's too early for this nonsense. Snowbirds usually go to Florida. Never mind. Also, BJ Thomas, the Oscar-winning song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, from the Oscar-winning film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which was penned by the late William Goldman and the late country maestro Roy Clark and his big hit Yesterday. When I was young. We honor those passages for sure. One more trip around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. Dom in the PopNet chat box says, listening live, love it when you do the show later, especially on Friday. Keep going. Appreciate the lively interactions and the music. Well, thank you. I appreciate that too, Dom. And Krista says, I don't want to talk about 2020. Still upset about Florida, Texas, and Georgia. I am gloomy again after the so-called blue wave. Well, listen. We can't win them all. We made some strides. We took back the House, which I think is a very important thing, check and balance, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, these are big people. They're bright stars, Beto and Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum. So we haven't heard the last of them. I'm sure of that. We'll see how it goes. Twitter feed, we have a few more folks here. Howard says, please galvanize people. Don't eat your young and your old in the primary season. Go blue, no matter who. Yeah, that's always my tagline. Laura says, it's all well and good to argue over potential 2020 election candidates, but let's keep this in mind. 2 years ago, Emmanuel Macron looked unlikely to get past the first round in France, and now he is the de facto leader of the free world. And not in Trump's good graces anymore for that bromance when he took on Trump with his comments about nationalism versus patriotism. Again, with Trump and the dog whistles or the bullhorns, where he is kind of talking about, you know, he's cooking up and ginning up. He didn't start it. We know this. He did not start the hatred and the racism and all that. It's always been here. Unfortunately, it is there. It's part of our culture. But he stokes it. And hate crimes are up 17% in the last year. And there's a reason for it. And he's part of it, and he has to take some responsibility for it. He's no longer a sideline buffoon like he was for years. He was putting a lot of that racist, misogynistic garbage into the ethos for decades. But when he was a sideline buffoon, a reality show star, someone who went on the Howard Stern show, whatever, it was okay because the cultural cacophony absorbs it all. But when you're the leader of the free world, so to speak, and maybe he's no longer that because he's a laughing stock, but when you're the president of the United States, you have to have a moral high ground. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have a moral compass, and he doesn't have the empathy gene. So if we want to rise above it, as our caller earlier in the show, you pointed out, you need somebody else to sort of, and we can't rely on the leader. We can do, you know, all these movements, all the civil rights movements, whether they were racially motivated or sexual orientation or women's movement, all of those things, LGBTQ, all of that, started from the grassroots on up. So people started, of course, but it's really hard when you have somebody hammering home with not just falsehoods, but derision, and that's really a horrible thing, and division and hatred. He gins it up. He's got to take some responsibility for it. He won't. We have to hold him accountable, and we're on the way to do that. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate the lively conversation. Don't forget to keep it going. The Amy Beth Arquette Show Oral Archive for podcast, easy for me to say. Follow us on the BTR site, Stitcher, Mixcloud, TuneIn, Press Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find it. Select editions, too, in the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharquette.com. Reach out to connect on social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter, on Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24-7 conversation at AB Writes. Got it in. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharquette.com. So in the meantime, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arquette Show. Leave you with our unofficial anthem, a great version from the late Chris Cornell. Because nothing's wrong with peace, love, and understanding. Can't hear it too many times. Take care. I love you all.
Thank you.